January 20. Heaven on my side. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Matthew 6:22. Satan's work today is that of a deceiver and an accuser. The Lord declares him to be an accuser of the brethren day and night. By long practice, Satan has become well skilled in his trade of fault-finding and will educate every man whom he can use to unite with him in this work. By him, many are being deceived and are moving blindfolded into paths of Satan's opening. The central power of the earth is a demon. His throne is in the midst of the world, where should have been seen the throne of God. He has been patronized by the church, for the church has been conformed to the world and is living in transgression of the holy law of God. Christ gave himself to ransom man from the power of the destroyer. By becoming the sin-bearer, he broke the power of Satan. He says, I will become the center of the redeemed world. All holy agencies, saith God, will I set in operation to oppose the armies of the invisible foe, to destroy his power. The eternal agency of the Holy Spirit shall rescue man from the effects of sin and restore in him the image of God. The Lord will not let his human treasure with Christ, its head, go into the enemy's ranks without every effort made in their behalf. Their only hope is to do the commandments of God. This is the gospel which has been sounding down along the lines to our time. To all Christ sends the invitation, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. For ages this invitation, Come all ye who are weary and heavy laden, has been ringing in clear tones above the world's confusion and trouble. God will not give man up to his own way and will to be lost without a determined effort to recover him. The aim of Christ's ministry, the scope of his far-reaching mercy and power, is without bounds. Letter 78, January 20, 1900, to Brother and Sister Haysmer.